This is WSKG News. It's been a turbulent year for Elmira's first arena. In 2016, the Chemung County Industrial Development Agency bought the arena. The IDA wanted to sell it quickly to a private owner. But just last week, a potential buyer backed out. Amanda Renko is a reporter for the Elmira Star-Gazette. She joined me to discuss what happened. We started with what the parameters were for the deal that was announced earlier this year.
In March, the Chemung County IDA held a press conference and announced that the proposed new buyer would be Brian Barrett, who is a co-owner of the Simmons Rockwell Auto Dealership Group. At the time, the parameters of the deal were that in order for the ownership of the arena to be transferred, Mr. Barrett would have to find a new team, because at the same press conference, it was announced that the Elmira Jackals were to be voluntarily suspended at the end of the season.
So Brian Barrett could take over the arena if he found a new team to use it. But Barrett backed out of the deal last week. His decision came after a political back and forth between two other players in Chemung County. Mike Cruzen, the deputy county executive and head of Southern Tier Economic Growth, and the Chemung County Sheriff, Christopher Moss.
In probably May, Moss announced that he was looking into Mr. Cruzen's fuel card usage because he still uses a county-issued fuel card. But in response to that, Mr. Cruzen filed a libel lawsuit claiming that Moss was going around social media and posting things to his website, damaging his reputation. Mr. Cruzen maintained that when he made the transition, there was an agreement between him and County Executive Tom Santulli and other county people for Mr. Cruzen to continue using the county fuel card instead of taking similar benefits that were offered to him by STEG.
Shortly after Cruzen filed that libel suit against Sheriff Moss, Moss announced another investigation. This time, Moss was looking at possible conflicts of interest for Cruzen when the IDA first bought First Arena.
Mr. Cruzen served on the Southern Tier Regional Economic Development Council Board, and in 2014, STREDEC gave the arena's previous owners a loan for $500,000 to put a restaurant in the arena or to support the restaurant that was already there. And some have said that because Mr. Cruzen did not disclose to STREDEC that the IDA was taking possession of the arena, that poses some conflict of interest. Last week, the IDA's lawyer said that they haven't found any conflicts of interest. Mr. Cruzen has called those allegations baseless, and he has said that $500,000 loan was the obligation of the prior owners for them to notify STREDEC.
Not only that, Renko told me Cruzen believes Moss's motives are political, more than anything else.
Both of them appear to be gunning for the county executive job in 2018, and Mr. Cruzen has actually filed documents with the State Board of Elections to run for that position. Mr. Moss has not, but he has said that he is interested, although he hasn't announced anything.
In the meantime, there is an arena downtown with no occupant. I asked Renko, what comes next?
On Friday, I learned that the IDA is in discussions with Robbie Nichols, who is a co-owner of the Elmira Pioneers baseball team, to at least get a hockey team in there for the upcoming season. He has a quick turnaround time, and the discussions are very, very preliminary. But it's looking like it is possible that Nichols could bring in a hockey team and possibly lease the facility from the IDA for another year, which Cruzen tells me will make it kind of a break-even operation for the IDA, at least for another year until they can find another buyer. But from what I hear, anything and everything is on the table.
That was Amanda Renko joining me to speak about the saga of First Arena in Elmira. You can read her stories in the Elmira Star-Gazette. This is WSKG News.